grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a daughter who chooses not to walk. Oh, no, no, she can walk, but she chooses not to walk. I have a daughter who can walk from object to object. I have a daughter who can walk from one piece of furniture to another. I have a daughter who can walk when I bribe her with a piece of chocolate. I have a daughter who can walk if I coax and encourage her. I have a daughter who can walk, but only sometimes. I have a daughter who can walk, but not often. I have a daughter who walks often only when she clings to my finger. I have a daughter who walks when, if I stretch out my hands, she'll come and walk to me. I have a daughter who walks only if she's in her father's presence. It could be that my daughter thinks that walking is but one step away from falling. For sometimes we can see the fear in her eyes. We prop her up next to the couch and coax and encourage her to come to us. Venturing out on two unsteady legs can be quite difficult, nerve-wracking and hard if you're doing it for the first time. Sometimes we see that fear in her eyes, for when we coax her, asking her to come to us, she'll step out towards us. And then getting about halfway, she stops, drops to the ground, turns and crawls away in the opposite direction. I have a daughter who walks, but only sometimes. I have a daughter who walks, and I'm confident that eventually she'll walk and it'll become second nature to her. In our scripture reading for today, our scripture reading encourages and invites us to walk in the light of Christ himself, to walk in the light of Jesus. Our scripture reading encourages us to follow Jesus. It encourages us to daily walk and to live in the same way in which he walked. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. As Christians, we have been joined with Christ through our baptism. Or using the language of the text, we abide in him. We cling to our Savior. We hold steadfastly to him. And as we cling to our God, as we hold steadfastly to him, as we abide in him, we walk in the way in which he walked. Hear again how John describes our walk in the light of Jesus. Hear again how John describes how we are to walk following our Savior. Verses 3 and 4, John writes, "And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments is but a liar, and the truth is not in him." Then later in verses 9 through 11, John writes, "Whoever says he is in the light, but hates his brother, remains in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and he does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes." The text for today describes our walk. Describes our walk as the baptized children of God, a walk that is following after Jesus, a walk that is walking in obedience and walking in love, following after the walk of Christ. Walking in obedience, obeying. Our text points, prods, and declares that whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. A liar. How difficult these words seem to us. A liar. I can only know God if I obey his commandments. How difficult that sounds. I can only know him if I keep his commandments, if I obey him. Oh, that is not so good. For I don't keep his commandments, at least not all of them at all the time. Am I really a liar? Is it really this bad? How can we fight, or how can we argue with these words that John is reading and saying to us? Oh, I can think of all the times when I just don't respect my superiors, all those times when I mock those in authority over me when they just can't hear what I'm saying. Think of all those times when I don't truly treasure the Word of God that He has given me. Times when I don't love to sit and listen and hear as He calls and encourages and speaks to me. Think of all that goes in my mind, all of the times when I just break His will and His commands. Not only just times of accidentally breaking His commands, but also times when I willfully neglect doing all that He wants for me to do. Times when I have not walked in obedience, times when I have not walked as Christ has walked. John also says that our walk in this faith as baptized Christians is a walk in love. Our text stresses that whoever loves his brother abides in the light, but whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness. I must admit that I'm not in the habit of hating people. I'm not in the habit of wishing death upon others. I'm not in the habit of calling upon God to strike down somebody who just annoys me. But my love for others, oh, that falls short. It falls way short, in fact, for the love that God wants is a love that helps and shares and encourages constantly. Anything less is not walking in the love of God. Anything less is not walking in the way in which He has walked. This means no evil thought towards someone who just annoys me and gets on my nerves. This means actively looking for ways to help others, even those I don't know, even those who do not deserve it, even those who show no love towards me. Oh, I have not walked in the way of love. Oh, I have not walked in the light which Christ has walked. Christians, baptized Christians, clinging to our Savior. John calls us to walk in the light of Christ, to walk in the way in which He walked. But due to our sinful nature, we don't always want to walk in the light of Christ. We don't always want to walk in the way in which He walked. Instead, we might rather just stop where we are, drop to the floor and crawl and stumble off into the darkness. We daily sin and continue to have sinful thoughts, words, and deeds, but as the baptized child of God, we confess our sins to Him. We repent of them, not seeking to stop where we are and crawl off into the darkness. No, as the baptized child of God who confesses and repents to Him, we seek to walk in the way in which He walked. And as the baptized child of God, we cling to the one who walked in perfect obedience and love. We cling to Christ and His walk, the walk of Christ, obeying all of the Father's commands, the walk of Christ, His deliberate walk to the cross, the walk of Christ, loving all who would not love Him, even as He carried all of your sins and mine, the walk of Christ, suffering, punished, and dying for every time that we have disobeyed or hated. The walk of Christ, driving away the darkness. The walk of Christ, bringing forgiveness and light and new life. The walk of Christ. Christ Himself, who brings forgiveness to us through His word, which speaks His love. Christ Himself, who brings us His forgiveness, poured out and given to us in our baptism. Christ Himself, His walk for us. Our walk in Christ, our walk in walking the way in which He walked, will continue to be a struggle. It may seem like we are venturing out on two unsteady legs. It may seem nerve-wracking and hard and just against our very nature. But we abide in Him. We are His. We are joined to Him. We cling to Him and hold steadfastly to Him. We are His. And we have been brought into Christ. We are the baptized child of God because Christ Himself has given us faith, God's work of faith. We are the baptized child of God. My daughter, it'll continue to be a struggle for her to walk. My daughter will maybe not walk anytime soon. At times she may stumble, at times she may stop and turn and just crawl the other way. But her father is there encouraging her. Her father is there with outstretched arms, calling her and coaxing her to walk and be in his presence. Her father is there calling her to faithfully walk to him. As we finish up our classes and all of our studies this spring quarter, I encourage you to be encouraged and strengthened by the walk of Christ. As you cling to him in faith, use his holy commandments as your guide for holy Christian living, learning from him so that you may walk in the way which he walked. As you cling to him in faith, rejoice in his forgiving love and use it so that you can show forgiving love to others. As you cling to him in faith, remember that you abide in him, that you are his, the baptized child of God. O baptized child of God, here in our seminary community, walk as he walked. Walk in both obedience and in love. Amen. Amen. We rise for prayer.
This morning we have two special prayers. We have the prayer for the family of Professor Herman's wife at the sudden death of her aunt, Renee. Her funeral was yesterday. We also pray for Lyle Buettner, library staff member who underwent gallbladder surgery on Monday. We also will take the time for the assembly to offer up their own prayers at the appointed time. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For those who by the gift of time or resources have benefited this seminary, whom we remember in humble gratitude, especially King of Kings Lutheran Church in Omaha, Nebraska, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in York, Nebraska, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Columbus, Nebraska. That God's blessing may rest upon them and the seminary community may show forth this thankfulness by making this seminary the home of all that is true and beautiful and good. Let us pray to the Lord. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon your servant Lyle. Assure him of your mercy, deliver him from the temptations of the evil one, and give him patience and comfort in his illness. If it please you, restore him to health. Through Jesus